When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Extremely local news now, and it's sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. From Block Club Chicago, it's Seamus Toomey, and we start with the story of a popular beachside cafe that won't be returning next summer, will it?
That's right, Bob. You know, summer's gone, and the beachfront cafe in the Rogers Park neighborhood, it's called the Ropa Cabana. Ropa Cabana, try not to get that song stuck in your head for the rest of the day. They say they're not coming back next year after 3 years. Pretty popular spot, but they said working with the Park District, which owns the property right there on the beachfront, has just been a real struggle for them. They said the rising fees, they had to do all of their own repairs, even when they got flooded, and just sort of not as much help as they expected from a place that there's only one cafe down in that area, so you'd think the Park District has only got one place to try to make some money and serve the people on the beach, but they said they just really weren't getting enough help. So it's a bummer. Really cool spot. They would bring music in as well. You could get a hot dog. They had some really funky different combinations, some better than others. Maria Haddon, the alderman up there, said she's pretty bummed out about this as well. So she's going to see if she can work with the Park District and maybe talk these two owners into coming back. But there aren't that many of these places up and down the lake, so it's always cool to find one where you can at least get a water or a pop or something on a hot day.
Ropa Cabana going, but Blue Bayou coming back, isn't it?
That's right. One comes, one goes. Blue Bayou closed down in the Southport area of Lakeview about 13 years ago. This is right across the street from the Music Box at 3734 North Southport. It was a cool spot. It kind of had like a New Orleans vibe to it, including a balcony hanging over the sidewalk. Closed down, but a guy from the neighborhood who owns several other taverns, Alex Supansik from Last Call Tavern, he's bought it. He's in there renovating it right now. A bunch of neighbors are really interested because the windows are covered up and they're wondering what's going on. But he says he hopes to open it soon, with a lot of the same vibe from the bar and grill that used to sit in Lakeview years ago. So we'll keep an eye out for the Blue Bayou Bar and Grill on Southport.
And finally, tell us why Chicago is about to get a little more headbanger friendly.
yeah, I've got the place to be if you're into hardcore, heavy metal, thrash. It's the first ever Heavy Chicago Heavy Metal Festival is coming to the Avondale neighborhood. It starts tomorrow night, and then they give you a couple days to recover, and then two more nights next weekend. So you can buy a three-day pass to this. At Avondale Music Hall, it's a pretty, sort of a mid-sized place at 3336 North Milwaukee. And the guys that are running this, they're getting some old-timers getting back together. Some are reuniting. Some haven't played in Chicago in years. But a big lineup of mostly local or indie bands. They said, we're not into the corporate metal. This is the real stuff. So if you want to hear the real stuff, Sean Duffy and Dave Horniak put together Heavy Chicago. We've got the lineup at blockclubchicago.org or at heavychicago.com. Seems like a lot of fun, and who knows how much you'll be able to hear the next morning. But these guys, there are some great names, too. So, like The Suffering and November's Doom and Acid King and Trouble is the headliner tonight. If they're from Chicago.
Is a manufacturer of earplugs a sponsor there? Thank you very much, Seamus. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Bob.